Okay, we're starting here on the top of Chaf Gimel and Aleph, but two dots. Here it says that the Eved Knani can become himself the Kesetai the Achirim and Bistari the Atzmos. The Gemara is going to dissect this. First of all, the Kesetai the Achirim, and that he can acquire himself with money through others, the Kesetai the Achirim in Avaloya the Atzmos. But he himself cannot receive the money. So my Eskinan, what's the instance or what's the case here? If it's done either without his consent or against his will, the Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion in the Mishnah, and we know that elsewhere Rabbi Meir's opinion is that a chobu the eved should say mi yad rabo the chayrut, that it's actually not a benefit to the eved kanani to leave his master to go free, but rather it's an obligation or to his detriment to have the eved leave the rab. And that's because we've seen in Masechet Gittin his belief that number one, that he's able to participate in the truma that his master eats, and he's entitled to a truma. And if he's an eved Yisrael, he also is shifcha knanit. He's entitled to marry shifcha knanit, which is also to his benefit. So therefore, the freedom of an eved is a chol for him, and he therefore someone else cannot do it on his behalf. The Tanya zokin la'adam shlo b'fanav, vein chavim lo elo b'fanav, that you can be benefit someone, you can be zokha on their behalf, even without their consent, because it's to their benefit, of course. But you cannot do something that's to their detriment without their permission or without being in front of them. Elo pshita midato, must be that he is aware or wants the freedom to be had here. When he wants it, it'll work. If he gives money, but not by him. So what's the mission teaching us? What's Rabbi Meir teaching us? That other people can pay the money to the adult to free him, but he cannot. Alma, from this we can conclude that an Eved does not have an independent ownership from his master. Since he doesn't have independent ownership from his master, he's unable to receive the money and then pay the money to his master, because he can never have that ownership over the money. Therefore, only if someone else pays the money to the master will he go free. But if he pays it himself, that's impossible, because he can't have his own property or his own ownership. Yehaki, a masipa. Then what are you going to do with the second half of the statement of Rabbi Meir, which it says, Ustari de Atzmo, that he's able to gain his freedom with the shtar by receiving, he himself receiving the shtar from his master. Right? Aydeh Atzmo in, Aydeh Chirim lo. Well, from that, it sounds like he can accept the shtar, but no one else can accept on his behalf. V'imidato, and if it's with his knowledge or with his consent, why can't someone else accept the star on his behalf? If this is what he wants, then why can't he have someone else accept the star shikra on his behalf? That when it says that he can accept it, it doesn't mean he alone, but even he can accept it, and also others. And that teaches us that not only can others accept it, which is obvious, but that he can accept it, the Gita v'yado ba'im ke'achat, that he's able to accept his own get shechur, because at the moment that he accepts the get, he also has to becomes able or gains a yad that allows him to accept the get. It says, the problem is that we didn't learn like this. We have a Tanaic work, a Breiser, that suggests otherwise. The Tanyo, the Shtar Yedei Atzmo, below Yedei Zechayrim. But it's explicit here. It says that a Shtar he can accept, but others cannot accept on his behalf, Dibrei Rabbi Meir. So Abaye suggests, the Olam Shilomi Dato, that this is without his consent, that he can be freed without his consent. So what are you going to do about the fact that in Chobin Ladam Shalom B'Fanav, you're going to be Zocha, but you can't be Chob to somebody, so how could someone else pay the money and get him, have him be free? V'shayni Kesef, the money is different. Chob V'Kani Le'Bal Korche, Makni Le'Bal Korche. Since he can be purchased against his will with money, he also can be freed by money against his will. I mean, that money will function in a way that is always, right, independent of the will of the Eved. So just like he can be bought against his will, he can also be freed against his will by money paid by others. Yochi Shtar Nami, if that's the case, is anything but a shtar. Just like he can be acquired by a shtar against his will, he's able to be freed with a shtar against his will. It says, Hai Shtar Lachud, Vai Shtar Lachud. A shtar is different. A shtar Kinyon and a shtar Shichur are two different shtarot. So when it says, Hakanami, Abi Kesba, High Kasba the Kud, High Kasba the Kud, we had this earlier in the Masechta. So it's right, like Kiddushin. But it should also be this money should be independent, and this money should be independent. Say that the money for Inkinyan is different than the money for freedom. So when it says, Tiba Miachadu. No, that money, all money is indistinguishable. There's nothing in money that distinguishes that it's money of Kinyan versus money of Shichur. So all money is a single entity or a single item, and therefore we can have to draw a hekesh. That money that works to acquire him against his will also work to free him against his will. Whereas a star by definition is different because the star has to contain the contents of what it's trying to do. So a star Kinyan, we'll talk about a Kinyan. A star Shichur, we'll talk about Shichur. So even though they're both documents, that the one is a document of acquisition and one is a document of freedom. And that is already two different documents. So now, Rabbi says, Keseh Kabbalat Rabbo Garmalo. Shar Kabbalat Acherim Garmalo. Well, it depends. When he gains his freedom, right, how is he gaining his freedom? So when you give a Shar Shichur, right, if the Adon is giving the Shar Shichur, who has to accept the Shar Shichur? The Eved. The Eved has to accept the Shar Shichur. So he has to accept it himself. Others can't accept it on his behalf because he's not aware of it, and that would be Chavin Shalom B'fanah. But when it comes to freedom or money, the money has nothing to do with the Eved. Who owns the Eved? The Adon. So the freedom, or his freedom, is earned because of the master owning him. If the master receives money, the master can do it as he pleases with this Eved. So as Rashi terms it over here, Ve'in achir malalu chavin, that these people pay money to the master to free him, they're not doing anything to his detriment. Ela kabbalat harav. The acceptance by the Adon of the money is what generates the freedom. The Rav is not an agent of the Eved, but rather the Tzarach Atzmo. He's doing it for his own benefit, and he's going to grant him his freedom because the Adon is able to make a decision about his property. If he wants to sell his property, if he wants to change the status of his property, that he's entitled to do without the permission of his property. So that's what the difference is. Why by money can others purchase on his behalf? The others can purchase on his behalf because they're not doing anything. People are purchasing and not buying his freedom. Rather, they are giving money to the Adon, who then will trigger the freedom by receiving the money. So the Adon is the one making the decision, and the Adon wasn't appointed, is not acting as an agent on behalf of the Eved. On the other side, when it comes to Star, the only way to have a star work is the reception of the star, the receipt of the star by the Eved. So when someone accepts it on his behalf, they're acting as his agent. And you can't act as his agent when he doesn't know about it, because that's chavin, right, so the fun of, which is not allowed to happen. Therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, Kesef can work Ayidei Acherim, because again, it's independent of the Eved, it's the Adon making the decision. Ayidei Atzmo cannot work, because an Eved has no kinyan independent of his Rav, and therefore he can't have ownership that allows him to buy his freedom. Shar will work Ayidei Atzmo, according to Rabba, because he's the Eved's accepting the Shar, and Gito V'yodo Ba'im Ke'achad, they happen simultaneously. Whereas Ayidei Acherim can't happen, because it's Shlomi Dato, and therefore, if it's Shalomi Dato, you can't be Chavin Shalom B'fanav. You can't accept the good Shifur on his behalf if he hasn't appointed you as a Shliach to accept it. That's the answer of Rava. Avaya said that as the difference between money and Shar. Money works, Baal Korcho, because, right, money works to purchase in Baal Korcho, works to free in Baal Korcho. So therefore, someone else can accept money or pay money on his behalf. He can't pay money on his behalf, again, the same reasoning, because he has no independent ownership from his Adon. And when it comes to the Shtar can only be accepted by himself, Kibgito V'yodo Ba'im Ke'achad, but Shtar cannot be accepted by others, according to Abaye, because it's a chov for him. And we not make the Shtar Kinyan, the Shtar Shichur, because they are two independent entities. They are not one item or a single entity like Kesef. So that's Abaye and Rabba's opinion within Rabbi Meir. So now, to explain, if a chamim amim, b'kesef ha'yidei atzmo, that he can accept kesef on his own behalf, but not ha'yidei chayim. So when it says b'kesef ha'yidei atzmo, that he can accept money on his own behalf, ha'yidei chayim, no, amai. Ni, nami shalom mida'ato. So let's say that it's not by the will or the acquiescence of the Eved, Michtin. Shminu Rabbanan Damri Sukhutu Shiyetse Mitachat Yerbol Echirut. They argue on Rabbi Meir and Gittin, and they say that it's a schus for an Eved Kanani to go free. If it's a schus, then why should he be the only one to accept the, but to be able to free him? Someone else could go and act on his behalf. But Tanina Zachin and Adam Shlefanab, they didn't come in no other Befanab. So here it's a schus though, so why can't Achirim come and pay money on his behalf? What does it mean that he can pay money? That in addition to him, right, even he can pay for himself. Not only can they, but Kamash Malan, the Ishkin and the Eved below Rabbo. That an Eved has the ability to have independent property from his master, and that's how he can acquire his freedom. So my says, yeah, okay, I'm a Seifa. Then what are you going to do with the Seifa? Star Ayde Achimim. That a star can be accepted by others, can be accepted by others, and no, Ayde Achimim, not by him. But Achim Alon Gita, we other by him, Jephot. And we know that it, his yad and his yad come simultaneously. So what are you going to say over there? So you're going to read that also the seifa is not only him, but also others can do it. That comes to teach us, that's the chiddush, that achirim can accept again on his behalf because it's just chutulav. Nitanino, you can mix them up, because according to the Chachamim, both Keset and Shtar can be done both Ayde Atzmo v'Ayde Achirim. So why separate them out in the Mishnah? The Keset and Shtar, ben Ayde Achirim, ben Ayde Atzmo. They can do it across the board, so that can't be the case. Right, Allah must be the Keset, ben Ayde Achirim, ben Ayde Atzmo. It must be that Keset can be done by himself and by others. By himself because he has independent ownership, by others because they say, Chutu lo. The shtar, Ayyadei Achirim, lo Ayyadei Atzmo. When it comes to a shtar, it's Ayyadei Achirim, others can accept it on his behalf, lo Ayyadei Atzmo, but he himself cannot accept it. Vi Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who, and the author of this opinion is Rabbi Shimon Elazar de Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Apshtar, Ayyadei Achirim, lo Ayyadei Atzmo. Even the shtar can only be accepted by others and not by himself. Vishalosh machlokot vadavar. It's a three-way machlokos between Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. I'll come back in a second. We'll look in Rashi and explain what the three machlokos is. I'm a rabbi. My time with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. What's his reasoning of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? The Gamar la misha, right? That he learns out the Gzeir Shalom. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. That la misha, my isha actually get the reshut sheina shelo. How does a woman can only receive the get when the bow gives the get into a area or a property where it's not his. It has to leave his possession. Aveved nami actually see get the reshut sheina shelo. It has to leave his possession. It has to go into another person's possession, or the adon, out of the adon's possession. And it can only go into the adon's possession if it's given to, right, it's given to someone else. And the Rabbana, who argue on Rabbi Shimon Elazar, believe they learn Ma Yisha Mekabelet Gita, Af Eved Mekabel Get. Just like a woman can accept her own get, so too the Eved can accept his own get, even though it's not technically leaving the Adon's ownership or property. Nevertheless, it'll work, probably because the Gita V'Yadol Baim Ke'achat. So now, going back to Rashi, the Gemara says there's a three-way machlokas here. What is the three-way machlokas? What do they hold? What is each opinion? So Rabbi Meir, we know already, right? Rabbi Meir, we just discussed before. Rabbi Meir holds that Kesef, right, works Ayyadei Achimim, works, right, by other people, Afilu Shlomi Dato. That works only, can work even against Israel, but Ayyadei Achimim never works. The Eved can never accept it because he has no kinyan independent of his Rav. So other people can accept the money against his will either because of Baye Be'al Korchei or because of Ravo, because the Eved has nothing to do with the transaction. And when it comes to the Shtar, according to Rabbi Meir, by Shtar, he can accept on his own behalf because Gito Biyodo Baim Ke'echad, but others cannot accept it on his behalf because that is a chov for the Eved. So that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar believes like this, that ben b'kesef, ben b'shtar, whether it's kesef or shtar, others can accept it on his behalf. He cannot accept it on his behalf. Now, others can accept it on his behalf, one, because it's a schut. Rabbi Shimon Elazar likely come and believes it's a schut for the Eved. So therefore, always others can act on his behalf. Now, why can't he, lo yadei atzmo, right? So why can't he accept it? So by kesef, we say because the Eved has no independence, kinyan, independent of his rab, so he cannot accept money on his own behalf. Now, by shtar, right? By shtar, he has to hold, right, that in gito v'yodo v'ayim gechad. He doesn't hold that principle to get to the yakam echad, but rather he learns out, la la mi'isha, which tells you it must leave the property of the Adon. And if you don't have Gita Biyodabayim Kehfad, it must reach a third party for to get to work, and the Eved cannot accept the get on his behalf. So that's what Bishimim and Alezer again. Akherim work both by Star and Kesef, but Atzmo does not work neither by Kesef nor by Star. Now, the Chachamim, opinion the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, right, they have Ben the Kesef, Ben Bishtar, I'm sorry, Bekesef, it works Ayyadei Achirim or Ayyadei Atzmo. Ayyadei Achirim because it's a schut ulo. Ayyadei Atzmo because they believe there is a kinyan for an Eved independent of his Adon. When it comes to a star, right, he can accept it on his behalf, right? Because Gito Biyodo Bain Kechat, right, and because it's a chutu, right? And why did they mix it up? So the Gemara had a good question. If right, why didn't they mix it up? Because the Mishnah really has three different opinions in the Mishnah. In that the last opinion is it's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. I mean, that you have three of Rabbi Meir's statement. Then you have the statement, V'chachamim amin v'kesef ayyadei atzmo u'bishtar. Ayyadei atzmo v'ayyadei achirim. U'bishtar is really the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, which is ayyadei achirim, belvad, that only ayyadei achirim and not ayyadei atzmo. So you actually have three different opinions that are found in the Mishnah. And because of that, there are three different opinions. Now, Rashi here did not do something like this. Why can't Rabbi Shimon... Why can't you see that Rabbi Shimon HaLez is really taking the opinion of that he holds like the Chachamim by Kesef, I'm sorry, and by Rabbi Meir by Shtar? That can't be the case. It's because the statement of Rabbi Shimon HaLez says, "At b'shtar ayyadei achirim v'lo yadei atzmo." Even by Shtar, it's ayyadei achirim v'lo yadei atzmo, which implies that by Kesef, he also holds what? Ayyadei achirim v'lo ayyadei atzmo. So you can't, he has to hold differently than the Chachamim by Kesef as well. Because of the problem that he says, af. And also, Tosos spends, there's a large Tosos over here which spends more time in explaining why it wouldn't work if he said that Rabbi Shimon HaLezer's opinion was otherwise. And that's why Rashi went in this direction to explain that there are actually three different machlokot over here. All right. So now the Gemara continues. Hey, Rabbi asks, Rabbi Shimon HaLezer, Eved Kenani, Mao, she has just cleach the Kabel Gito Miagrabo. According to Rashi, the question here is, can an Eved appoint an agent to accept the get shichra on his behalf? Kaven de gamar la la mi isha ki isha. Since we learn out the gzeir shava from an isha, just like an isha can appoint an agent to accept the get on her behalf, so too an Eved Kenani can appoint an agent to accept the get shichra on his behalf. Odilma isha by a woman de ihi matzi mekabel et gita, since she can accept the get on her own behalf, shliach nami matzi meshavio, so then she can also create agency. Eved the ilo makabel gite, but an Eved Kenani here, according to Shimon HaLezer, who cannot accept the get on his own behalf, shliach nami lo matzi mishavi, then he can't create agency. So this is the explanation of Rashi, and we'll see that the Tosfos gives two explanations over here. The first explanation is like Rashi, and then he gives an alternative explanation after that. Look at down in Tosfos. Tosfos says, Moshe has placed shliach makabel gito miyadra bo. Says, yish mefarshim, the hakikami baile. What is the question here? Heichi da amar eved la acher. If he, I mean, it says someone else, the kabel le gito miyadra bo, mahani kabelato or not. So is it that the eved is instructing someone else to accept the get on his behalf? Zichi lo amar le the kabel gito. Had he not said anything, uva mekabelo, and he accepted it, shita lan demahani. Over there it would work. Why? Because there's Shimon HaLezer, it's a zchutu le eved, and so therefore you can give it to the achirim, can accept it on his behalf without his permission, without his knowledge. The problem here is, what? That Aval Amirato, Shamalo Lech Mikabel Giti, when he appoints him as an agent, Shema Migra Gora. Maybe he detracted from this person, the Fisha Ba Mitam Shlichut, because now he's acting as the Eved's agent, right? Instead of acting independently of the Shliach. Vishma Parshim. The Hoki Kami Blay Maeshi Yasish Shliach. I mean, what is the Knibisha? The Hadam Rabbi Shimon HaLezer Bishtaya De Achirim, Bitorach Shlichut Kama.
I mean, that Ayyade Achirim, does it function like Shlichut? Or does it function as independent or totally independent of the Eved himself?
That means the first mission, the Gomer, law, law, Misha, because he learned that from Misha. But if it's he can accept the get shlomi dato when as long as he doesn't object. He has to know about it. In gain, if he's standing there and screaming lo mahani kabelato, right, then the acceptance will not work. Or maybe it's not b'torah shlichut. when the third party, the Achirim, accepted on his behalf, on behalf of the Shli, is it done derech shlichut? I mean, is it done that the other party is acting as an agent, quote-unquote an agent of the Eved, or not? What's the difference? The difference will be whether the Eved can object to the acceptance of the get by this other party. Meaning, if we say that it's working through shlichut, in a sense that the Achirim are really acting on behalf of the Eved, and that just because of the requirement to go to an independent party, that's why it's going there, then we would say that the Eved could object to it. Or if we say no, that it's exactly because of that, or there's Allah Misha, that it can go to this third party without the Eved being involved in all, that's the case, then the Eved can't object. Even if he wants to object, it won't help him because the Get can go out of the Achirim, they can act independently of this Eved over here. Right? So it says, Batar the Baya, after he asked the question, Hadar Pashto. So then after that, he said, after he asked about it, then he answered the question. Lala Misha, Kisha. That it's Lala Misha, just like a woman. But just like a woman means that, wait, what does that mean? Just like a woman. And woman means that he can either, it's working, as Tosa says, one of the parties is working like Torch Shlichut, and the other person's accepting it on his behalf. Or number two is that he can appoint the Shliach to accept it on his behalf, and that won't detract from the fact that he is being accepted over here. Aha, Zamar of Huna, Breda of Yeshua, if that's the case, right, we have a sense, it's Hani Kohani, Shluchay Derach Moninu, that a Kohani must be agents of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and not our agents when it comes to Hakrabot, Hakarbanot. Disakadat Hashluchay Didoninu, if we think that they are our agents, Mi'ikamide, the Anan Lomatin and Abdina, Mi'inu Matze Abde. We never find such an instance where you can't do something yourself, and you can appoint an agent to do it. Yabo. Wait, we have a case right here. Ba'abda, the Iulo Matsi Mikabel Kite, he's unable to accept his get. Ushliach Mitzay Meshavri, and he can make an agent over here. He's able to create agency. So it says, Velohi, that's not a good comparison. Yisrael, Lo Shaychi B'Torat Kabanot Klal. Yisrael has nothing to do with, it has nothing to do with Karbanot at all. They can never be makriv. They're not in the parsha of Karbanot at all. So therefore, you can't appoint an agent. Eved shayach gittin. Eved does have a shayach gittin. What's that? The Tanya. Nir na dvarim she Eved matavel gito shel chaviro miyad rabo shel chaviro. Avloi biyad rabo shelo. That an Eved Kenani can accept on behalf of another Eved Kenani his get shechur. And that he can accept on his behalf as long as it's owned by a different master. So a different master who hands a get shechur to this Eved Kenani, it's changed possession. That's what we want over here. We want it to change possessions. It's changed possession. He can accept it on behalf of his buddy, the other Eved Kenani. If there are two Eved Abdei Kenanim that are owned by a single owner, then the one can't accept them on behalf of the other because you're not changing ownership. But if two different adults, he can't. So what do you see? You see that he does have some shaykhus to get shechur. Since he has a shaykhus in certain instances, that's why he can appoint a shlichu. Yisrael will never have any shaykhus to karbanot. He's never makriv. He has nothing to do with karbanot at all.
You could argue that too.
But where does an Yisrael have a shaykhus to karbanot? They can never do avodah. It's not even some exception. No, that's not avodah then, right? That's why it's not defined as avodah because of that, right? It's a very strong statement, right? Alright, so Tosfos points out over here, which is that in Nidarim, when we learn this, there's actually the Gemara queries about this. Right, asks, are they Shluchah Didan or Shluchah Derach Molaninu? And the Nachamina would be Mudah Hanoah Bikwanim. So Gemara leaves it there and does not bring Rav Huna bring Rav Yeshua. Where it says, why does, and so Tosfos says, why not? Why isn't Rav Huna bring Rav Yeshua brought over there to prove the point? So he says that, Tosfos makes a nice, interesting thing. Yishlo Mart, okay, the Gemara who become a duchdei, the Gemara in many places says, lo mishvita, elway mishno mi braisa. So the Gemara is only willing to determine the conclusion of a sugya based on a braisa or a gemara. Even though they have the ability to bring a member of an amora to solve the case, which is here, Rav Huna Brei Yeshua. Nevertheless, they're searching for a braisa or a tanaic work to solve the problem. So therefore, in Nidarim, they don't bring the statement of Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, even though Lalakor, in the end, his statement is very powerful, and that's going to determine what we believe. Also, he says, Inami, he says, no, the Yishlam Radha, how cut them happy come my body? The question over there is, Hani Kwani Shluchi the Rahman of Dafka Ninu? Over there, are they shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not our shluchim at all? Oh, Dilma, Habi Nami shluchim didan. Are they acting both as our agents and the agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So everybody agrees they're agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But are they also partially acting on our behalf? Right? And then, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina, he says, that if the Kohen is makir without the Das HaBala. Right? If it's only, if they're acting as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agents, they don't need Das HaBala at all. But if they're also acting on our behalf, then they do need Das HaBala to be makir karbanot. So there's two solutions to why the Gemara in the Darim does not, number one, bring Rav Huna to Brave Yeshua, and number two, why they have a question over there, and over here we have a conclusive statement. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. The money must be owned by others. We said before, whether an Eved can have independent ownership of his Adon. So, right, the Rav Meir is bringing Kinyan to Eved below Rabbo. He owes no Kinyan for an Eved without his master. And a woman also cannot have independent ownership from her husband. That they can have independent ownership of their husband or their owner. Everybody agrees in Kinyan the Eved below Rabbo, in Kinyan the Shah below Bala, that you can't have independent ownership. Only if you word it or you phrase it in a certain manner. What's that? Akile Akher Mana, that someone else gave them a amount of money. He says, on condition that your master has no part in this, or on the condition that your husband has no part of this. So Rameir says, when he says to them, you know, take possession, as soon as the Eved accepts it, automatically the Adon also gets possession of it. That the condition falls away because the condition is not meaningful if the Adon takes possession of it. And again, the idea that in general what the masa stands and the tnai falls away because tnai is always a chiddush. In fact, that tnai should work at all is a chiddush. That's what Tosa says in the second Gittim. So everyone, we have a choice of keeping the maaser or the tnai. We drop the tnai and the maaser stands. Rabbanan Sabre came to Amalai Almanat Hanilei Tnai because he says Almanat that protects it from the Adon not getting ownership over it. That's from Stasis' explanation. Blazer Amar Koki Agavna the Kuliyama Lo Pligay. Even in that instance, everybody agrees the Kani Eved the Kani Rabbe. And in that instance, both the, if the Eved accepts that money, it automatically goes to his master. What's the Machlokes over here? Come to Akilei Acher Mane again that someone else gave him a money. Amalai Almanat should take both the Chayrutz on condition you go free. So he says, take possession of it, automatically the Eved takes it, and they don't simultaneously take ownership over it. The Tnai or the other condition falls away. The other person's not even giving it to the Eved. He's not giving it to anybody. He's saying, this is your money of Peirut. Money of Peirut, it never has to go to the possession of the Eved. It just has to end up with the Adon. He's not saying, acquire it. He's saying, money, Peirut. Get the money, Peirut happens. Right? Because all he's saying is the whole reason for this money is so that he go free, not so that he has an acquisition. Now there's a large tosis, just interesting tosis. We'll conclude with this, that the Rabbeinu Tam over here says that halacha is like Rav Sheshes, right? That the halacha is like Rav Sheshes, Aliba de Rabbi Meir. Halacha is like Rav Sheshes, Aliba de Rabbi Meir. Why is that? That if you say that in lecha rabbeh chushut bo, right, that it won't work. But if you say actually they say the chayrut, even Rabbi Meir will agree, right, that will work according to Rav Sheshes. And halachas like him, because we saw this together in, right, in other places that we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, right, in the end of Nedarim, with regards to whether a person gave a gift to a woman when out her husband's control over that. Can you give a gift to a woman? And there the Gemara uses different lashons, different lashonot. One was to say that almanac that your Baal has no ownership. The other one says that Ayidei, that your Baal will have no ownership, but no teva, that you will transact with it. I mean, that only you will transact, not your Baal. So when you add that extra lashon, just like over here, when you say Ayidei Chirut, that works. But if you do it, that does not work. So there are, the Rabbeinu Tam then brings two or three other proofs that the law is like Rav Sheshes, according to Rabbi Meir, and he brings proofs throughout Shas because of a woman, Isham Bala. So he says, just like in all these other instances, we see that a woman cannot have independent ownership of her husband, except if it's done according to Rabbi Meir, Ayidei Rav Sheshes. So too, over here, by Yemi Kanani, and the halachot will be the same in all these instances. So Re disagrees, and the Re, this is what's interesting about the Tosfos, the Re says, Dein Raya Lomar, the halacha, Rav Sheshes. Right, from all these places. Why? Because Yesh L'chalek ben Isha L'Eved, you can differentiate between a woman and an Eved. See, the Meimar, Afilu Rabbi Elazar D'Amar L'Rabbi Meir, Afilu Amar L'Om Enach Tetzim L'Chirut K'Narabo, over here, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Elazar, who says, if he says to go free, it does not work, right? Why doesn't it work? Because there is no... I'm sorry, according to Yachol Li'ot, the Isha Lo Kana Baal, Shreina Inam Shavim. An Isha and an Eved don't work the same way. She'in Yad Isha Ki'ad Baal. The Isha, her Yad is not an extension of the Baal, right? It's Kamosha Yad Eved Ki'ad Rabo. An Eved is an extension or Yad of his Rab. The data, I'll prove that to you. It's Ilim Natana Baal Matana Isha, Kanta Legamri. If a husband gives a gift to his wife, the wife acquires it. He doesn't need any of the pay. He doesn't get any possession of that. If he gives it to his wife, it works. But if I don't, right, Natan Matanel Abdol, go kind of have it cloud. There it goes right back to him. Right, both, Tedash, Ein, Shavim. Also, how do I know it's not proof? Because if you do give a gift to a woman, and a third party gives a gift to a woman, and a third party gives a gift to an Eved, what's the vow or the Adon's ownership in this? It goes, the total ownership goes to the ownership, then a kinyan le'eved below rabo. I'm saying the kinyan le'eved kolal. But by an isha, if achirim give a present to an isha, in the baal king pay rose. All the baal is entitled to is the production of that field. They have goof shalah. The goof of karka remains with her. Thanking the isha of baal. Right? That when you say that in kinyan le'isha baal, it's entitled to a baal will help pay rose. That he's pay rose, a baal, a goof le'isha. But the property owns it. The karka and karka will help pay rose. So then, if after the mitzvah to shalav bala, even though the mitzvah of a woman is for her husband, in the good mitzvah the matana, mitzvah is different because there it's because of ema or because of eva, that lo yisudeva, other reasons there. So the reason says you can't prove that the locha just because over here, maybe we pass it over here like Rabbi Lazar, right, according to Rabbi Meir or otherwise, doesn't prove anything for what we say by isha, because isha and Evan work totally differently. It's important to just to note over here that we compare a lot of times Evan Kanani and isha. But when we say that, that's a more general sense that Isha is like Eved Kanani. But here you see clearly that they function and they act differently. That a Eved is an extension of his Rav, is a Yad Rav. Isha, right, the fact that she has an independent ownership of her husband is not really that she's an extension of her Baal. It's just that in certain circumstances, certain instances, right, the Baal has rights to his wife's property, but not that he owns the property because he doesn't get the Gufa Karka, and he can give a gift to her independent of his own ownership.